future meeting planning. This is a discussion. Tammy, are you you have any comments on this, or how are we going to start this?
It's whatever you all want to talk about for the June agenda.
Okay. This is Commissioner Thorburn.
Commissioner Thorburn.
There are a couple of other items for the big tent committee meeting. The governance principles will be just a general discussion by commissioners, and staff has a couple of presentations, one on the proposed 2019 outreach plan and the other on recreation outreach plan that we've been discussing. Tammy, you can check with Nate on specifically how to word those.
Thank you. I did get some information from Nate and have added that already.
Okay, great. Thanks.
This is Commissioner Graybill.
Commissioner Graybill.
Looking through the agenda for our June meeting, on item 15, the Columbia River Summer Chinook briefing and aspect, one of the things that was mentioned, I believe, at our last conference call by Commissioner Thorburn was the opportunity for our regional staff or directors to weigh in on this briefing, too. I agree with Commissioner Thorburn that their advice and opinion on this item would be welcome. And I wanted to bring that up with the potential of having our regional directors or staff representatives to have an opportunity to speak to that. And then also I noticed there is no public comment available for this item, and I think it would be important to hear from the public on this.
I think there is public. It says public input, this item only.
Yeah. I guess on the copy I have, it doesn't reflect that. I must have an earlier draft. So if that's the case, wonderful.
It does reflect public comment, yes.
Okay, good. I just didn't on my copy here.
Commissioner McIsaac.
Commissioner McIsaac.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Vice Chairman. Let me first express some thanks to the staff for working through this June agenda and packaging it so appropriately and getting all this stuff in. Agenda item 15 with the aggregation of the HSRG business and policy C-3619 with public comment is just what we were after from the last conference call. So that's going to be an important agenda item, and I appreciate the amount of time for that important matter. I have one question about the starting time for the Fish Committee meeting on Wednesday. With even with the addition of another topic for that, I wondered whether you, the chair of the Fish Committee, and the other members of the Fish Committee might be amenable to starting that at 4 o'clock instead of 5. I don't know what the travel plans are for those of you coming from some great distance there. But if you're coming over in time enough to start that earlier, it might be useful to give us more time and not crowd out the dinner hour too badly.
This is Commissioner Thorburn. I have flight reservations. I doubt I can make it by 4.
Well, we're going to probably try and start, and we'll do our best to include everything because we've got so much on our plate for those 3 days. I think we'll do our best, and Kim, perhaps you could alert me about what your timing would be so we can save the most important issues for your participation.
Well, I hope I can make it by 5. I'm leaving Spokane at 12:40, but it takes about 5 hours to get from Spokane to Olympia, so.
Okay. Any other comments?
Amy Windrop.
Amy.
Thanks, Mr. Chair. I just want clarity. The RDs, you were interested in having the RDs weigh in on the Columbia River Summer Chinook or the HSRG? it was a summer Chinook piece?
It was.
Chinook piece.
Okay, thank you.
Any other future meeting planning comments?
I don't think it was the RDs. It was the regional fish managers.
Yes, I think that's most appropriate. I agree. This is Commissioner Grayville. I agree with Commissioner Thornburn.
Okay, thank you. That's good clarity.
Okay, it appears we're done with the Commissioner McKay.
One more thing. Yes, thank you, Mr. Sure. Vice Chairman. On the year at a glance, it's on there as a lingering assignment from, I think, the April Commission meeting was to try to flesh that out with regard to all the agenda items that staff might have in their backload so that we can take a look at the next 12 months and get a better idea when the meetings are going to get a little time-challenged. For example, the just recently, we said we're going to get a rules thing in September on the electronic reporting. It's that kind of thing that would show up. I think there's some Willapaw business in December and January. So I know this is just for this conference call, and things are difficult to do on conference calls with the regard to mute buttons and lecture designations and the rest of it. But if I could just again urge Acting Director Stewart and Ms. Winthrop in the deputy role to take a look at all of the things that are coming up at the year at a glance and try to get a better idea of what everything is coming down the line instead of just some of the subset of agenda items that are there. I don't think we need to get into the very minutia agenda items, but when it comes to taking on a time challenge like we just did for June, I think looking at the year at a glance might facilitate and provide some efficiencies in planning.
Very good. Any other comments on that?
Not on that, Larry, but I have a comment on the interview questions. Should I do that now?
Please.
No, can we wait till we get into general discussion?
Oh, I thought we were. No, okay, we're still on the agenda set.
Okay,
right.
Okay. Mr. Baker, you on future meeting discussion?
This is just a question. I'm looking at the year at a glance, and my screen just went off, but it shows Columbia River planning with the Oregon Commission on there. We're meeting on the 10th and 11th, and then it notes that they're meeting on the 3rd, and I just wanted an update. Those dates don't seem to work too well. We can't plan to do something that when they've already met. I'm just wondering what our what the situation is, whether we're going to meet with them or not on Columbia River, or if anybody's already figured that out.
This is Tammy. We are meeting with them. The purpose of the Columbia River planning with Oregon, that is staff working with their staff in August. It will continue. Uh-huh. I pointed out that their commission meeting was the 3rd of August. But if you look at November, we're clearly meeting with them, joint meeting with Oregon on 11-1, and then our full meeting will continue after that.
So that's perfect. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Okay, anything else? Hearing none.